Country weather. This is your Thunder Country weather update for all of southern Iowa. Overnight tonight, we'll keep clouds in the sky, the low around 13 degrees, and not too warm for your Tuesday. The sunshine, the high around 32 degrees, but the wind chill making it feel like 5 degrees with wind gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny, your high around 44 and breezy. It's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me for my installment of Just Start Talking, I have Catherine Berkman here at the First Iowa State Bank. Catherine, thanks for being with me for my installment of Just Start Talking this week.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to let you know what's going on the Friday night before stroll, as well as Saturday, December 7th for all day and night activities. We are going to be primed for the festive season.
Absolutely. And the square looks lovely here in downtown Albia with all the Christmas lights and the Christmas ornaments. And the only thing we're missing might be a little snow, but we could hold off on that. We'll see what happens. But this is something that's been happening for several decades. Talk about the history of that.
Yeah, we've been doing Victorian Stroll now in Albia for 35 years, and we've even advanced into Friday night for your enjoyment. I would love to invite you to come to the Albia Square Leisure Lounge on Friday, December 6th, so that you can take a trolley ride around some beautiful Christmas lights. Also takes you to the CJ3 Foundation, so you can learn what that foundation does, and then the Kendall Place history. You get to come back uptown on the square. The bank's open with all the trains. Albia Chamber Main Street's open with over 16 trees. It's just an exciting start to all the holiday season.
And that's a great thing to have. Those activities are happening on Friday, December 6th. And, you know, when you talk about the Christmas season, music is one of those most important things that some people talk about with that trolley ride. KIIC's own Beth Hunter is going to be serenading people as they go along. And that's just a nice touch as well.
Oh, it's fun. She has her guitar, her beautiful voice. We all get to sing. She may not like it so much, but I think she does.
Oh, I know well and good that everybody likes to sing along. You know those songs. You've been singing them since you were a little kid, so it's kind of nice to have. And this is an item that doesn't cost very much, but you're going to see several historical places. The Kendall Place is phenomenal, and, of course, learning about the CJ3 Foundation is something that people can never get enough information about, so it's all well and good.
So for Friday night, remember to get your tickets for the trolley ride either at 5:30 or 6:30 and by albiachambermainstreet.org, and you can buy your tickets online. If you have trouble, just call me, 641-799-1838, and I'll work you through it.
Of course, I'm talking with Catherine Berkman here at the First Iowa State Bank, and as we're talking about the Victorian Stroll, that's going to be happening in its 35th year. And, of course, these are items that are happening Friday night with that trolley going on. There's two times, 5:30 and 6:30. And, of course, something that's open all the time is those trains, once again. And it's something that young and old always like to see.
The young men started last Friday. There's five of them that it's just a labor of love. It takes over 300 man hours to assemble all the O gauge and G gauge trains for your and villages. You absolutely can't believe it. There's a walk bridge to come up on and view all the trains. It's surrounded by Department 56 villages. We build a beautiful lighted forest in the back. Doesn't that sound intriguing? Come on up Friday night beginning at 4:30 or all day on Saturday beginning at 9 in the morning.
And that's an item that's free, no charge there whatsoever. And it's what I call mesmerizing because there's so many trains that are in operation. And all of them, of course, have whistles and sounds that are going on as they go through that train area. But it's a staple here in Albia for the Victorian Stroll for people to come and look and just just enjoy, because more times than not, people had a train set when they were a little kid. I know I did.
Yes, there's over 20 running trains under the bridge, under the villages. It's everywhere on the floor. You can view it through the window as well, most of them on the O-gauge side. But you have to come in and come up on the bridge to really take it all in.
Those are fantastic things that are happening on Friday, December 6th here for the Victorian Stroll. I'm talking with Catherine Berkman from Mindstall. I'm going to just start talking. And then, lo and behold, once the curtain falls on Friday, Saturday morning has so many things that are going to be happening in the Albia area. Go ahead and start us off with some of the first things in the morning.
I'm happy to. There's breakfast with Santa for the kids at the Family Life Center. No charge. You can bring a canned good for Helping Hands if you'd like. You don't have to, but come in and there's art, there's Christmas cards, there's Santa, Mrs. Claus, there's photo ops, there's food. Your kids will just love it. It's 9 to 10:30 at Trinity Life Center. And then after that, there's a free movie at the King Opera House. And it's the new movie, Moana 2. So at 11 o'clock, you can take in that free movie, and it lasts till about 1:45. And then there's reindeer on the grassy side of the King Opera House that you can have the kids look at. And I don't know about touching, but they'll be there for you.
That's probably a good opportunity for a photo as well with the deer there. Like you said, be aware if they allow you to pet them or not. But that being said, you don't get to see a reindeer every day.
That's right. We're so happy. They're from the Corydon area. And we're so happy that Pine Hollow Stables from Altoona is sponsoring that event for us.
Again, the movie is free, Moana 2. It's a very, very new film that's out and about. Of course, that's at the King Opera House, and King Opera House with so much history, people can enjoy that. Of course, the concession stand would be open as well during that showing of Moana 2. But my goodness, again, you don't get a free movie every day.
That's right. We're so happy the King Opera House cooperates with us. You know, we like to make our whole town accessible, and we like to show it off. Our beautiful historic squares all lit up, our courtyard. It takes many, many hands to bring all this to you. So please come to Albia, Iowa on Friday, December 6th, or Saturday all day and evening, December 7th.
Now, the Albia Tea Parlor is going to be opening up and having an activity. Go ahead and talk about that.
From 11:30 to 1:30 on Saturday, you can purchase a ticket to attend the festive tea, and Abby Starcevic will be the featured violinist that day. This entertainment in the parlor is wowing you. You won't believe everything that all of the Victorian furniture that's there, all the great festive treats that Sherry Dewey has prepared. It's the event of the season.
I've been inside the Albia Tea Parlor, and it is a sight to behold. If you have not, this is a great opportunity for you to enjoy, engage, and be a part of this eclectic mix of Victorian-era furniture and art as well, with the violinist being there. It's really, really awesome. And that leads us into the afternoon. There's something that's going on as well in the morning with the activity that's going on with Laura Whitlock. Talk about that.
I'm so happy to have Laura Whitlock back in Albia, because she's an Albia native, and she is a professional milliner that makes hats for movies and plays. She's an amazing artist. She will bring all materials and sewing supplies so you can make your own vintage hat and wear it all day if you'd like. Wear it to the tea parlor later. Wear it in the evening strolling. She's an amazing artist to bring these vintage hats, and you can choose whether you want feathers, what color tulle, flowers, all your choice. The tickets can be purchased at albiachambermainstreet.org, and we can hold 20 people for that event. So come out, tell Laura hi, And she will help you make your hats. And we have some other ladies on board to help you sew a little bit. If you don't know how, they're going to be right there by you to attach all of your embellishments for your beautiful vintage hat. Maybe a chapeau. Maybe it's a huge hat with every color imaginable. But it's your choice. It's your hat. It's so much fun. And she talks about all of her experience in making these hats over her lifetime. And she's a professor. So please come enjoy Laura Whitlock, the professional milliner, 9:30 to 11 on the south side of the square, Saturday, December 7.
And then again, like you said, Catherine, you lead you into the Albia Tea Parlor. That event starts at 11:30 to 1:30. And then after that, it's going to be an activity again back at the King Opera House. A well-known musician is going to be there.
I am so happy to have Philip Daniel back in our community. He wowed us last fall at the King Opera House with his compositions of music piano. He makes all of his own music, composes for films, worldwide dance troupes. He's an acclaimed, powerful, emotional music person. He has a story behind everything he writes. He tells you what that is, and you can't take your eyes off him, and you just can't wait to hear the story. We are so happy he's going to be at the King Opera House at 3 o'clock for an hour performance. You can buy tickets online, albiachambermainstreet.org, and you won't be disappointed. It's just an amazing concert, and it's brought to you by Kness Pest Defense, Wes Eichelman State Farm, and Craver Grothy Law Office. Please come to the King Opera House at 3 o'clock on Saturday, December 7, for an amazing concert.
And because of those great sponsors, those ticket prices are very affordable as well. Again, you can get them at the albiachambermainstreet.org, $10 a piece. I'm talking with Catherine Berkman here at First Iowa State Bank as we get ready for that Victorian stroll, the 35th year of the stroll here in Albia. And once that concert is done, there's so many other things that people can walk into or get to. Go ahead and lead us into that, Catherine.
Before I get to the windows, even more things happening on Saturday. The Festival of Trees, for one, at the Albia Chamber Main Street, and a gingerbread house contest, and silent auction items. My gracious, we have new persons that are heading up the silent auction items this year. We have so many, too many to mention on the radio, but you got to stop in Albia Chamber Main Street and view them and bid on them. They're amazing gifts for the holiday season. Any kind of giving or for yourself. And then the 16 trees are many themed items that are exciting. Papa Joe has a tree. And then the vintage Christmas, you better not pout, better not cry. Christmas Under the Sea just gives you a taste of what to expect. It's really, really fun. And then I want to talk about the Monroe County Arts Council. It's on the south side of the square beginning in the afternoon. They have an amazing featured artist from Albia, Haley Lancaster. Talks about her Haley's Happy Little Trees that'll be featured. And the Monroe County Arts Council personnel have done a lot of work. There's a fundraising going on. There's a puzzle you can purchase for gifts. It's amazing. Stop in at Mind Body Wellness on the south side of the square. After the hat show, just stick around, and they have refreshments, and it's just an amazing group that has put together great activity for all of you.
Fantastic stuff, as always. I'm talking with Catherine Berkman for this installment of Just Start Talking as we get ready to rock and roll with the Albia Victorian Stroll here in Albia.
I want to, of course, mention the featured part of our event are the 33 live Christmas card, vintage displays, and our around our historic district that come alive with vintage, with people doing vintage things, pressing the linens. We have a 120-year-old printing press that will be making cards. We have someone making homemade noodles. We have a Styles jewelry, a silversmith doing what he does in a window. And, of course, there's Santa Claus. And we have Kevin Arnold that will be playing 100-year-old bass saxophone that is probably 3-4 feet tall, and he has to sit on a stool to play it, and it comes out of the Oskaloosa area. I mean, you won't be disappointed. We have clock repair people. We have a window that says, creating with an axe and a knife. Uh-huh. There. How about that?
Indeed, that's very interesting. And I'll give a shameless plug out as well. Beth Hunter and Pat Powers will be involved with that. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. I could never forget them. They graciously agreed to do old-time radio. They're going to be in one of the Mick windows on the west side of the square. We have another Zachary Hoover doing restoration of toy tractor. We have Maddie Hoover learning to crochet. There are so many beautiful children, adults that have agreed to be part of the stroll and for your enjoyment. Just come to Albia and see what we have to offer.
And the cool thing about this is people can go at their own pace, Catherine. They can walk at their leisure. They can go back and look at that window scene again. They can take it all in. They can skip it if they want. But this is the true meaning of the Albia Victorian Stroll. No cost for you to walk around this historic downtown area as they go through and look at all those beautiful window scenes that are happening.
Absolutely. We also want to point out that beginning at 4 o'clock, the First Christian Church will be able to serve a spaghetti supper, free will donation, and members of the Ottumwa High School Symphony will be playing there. So they're going to serve you a meal from 4 to 8. And if the weather permits, we're going to have cloggers from Des Moines that are going to be dancing outside on Washington Avenue West. If the weather's too bad, they're going to be in a window. But you're going to see them and hear them. They're a fantastic group. Remember, on the courthouse lawn, Steve O'Grady is a blacksmith. He will be forging cold and hot on that night. We have the encampment of the Civil War era. We have kettle corn. Eastern Star is going to have popcorn. All your retailers are open for holiday shopping. Oh, my gosh. Talk about one-of-a-kind places. It's just an amazing community. We're so happy to invite you to Albia's Victorian Stroll. And the stroll itself is 5 to 7 on Saturday, December 7. But so much more.
I'm talking with Catherine Berkman here at the First Iowa State Bank as we get ready for that Victorian stroll here in downtown Albia. And one other thing I'd like to mention, and some people really look forward to this, there's hospitality centers that provide some warmth for people, but also some goodies.
Oh, absolutely. We have First Iowa State Bank that will be featuring Rachel Green, a harpist from Nevada, Iowa, playing from 5 to 7. And, of course, that's where the trains are. And then we have cookies and hot beverage. The Monroe County Courthouse is open for your enjoyment. 5 to 6 is the Albia High School Band. And from 6 to 7 is the Albia Trinity Church Chimers, a bell choir. And then People's State Bank has Miss Albia, Julia Selby, performing with guitar and voice. We have great musicians that we are so happy to have with our groups. We have Sounds of Joy caroling around the square. Our Albia High School choir is performing 6 to 7 on the gazebo. So I encourage you all to step in there and enjoy beverages and cookies that hundreds of people have made cookies for us.
I have done that in the past, and it's kind of cool to see all the different types of goodies that people can have. And, of course, there's other things that can be happening as well. So, again, I'm with Catherine Berkman, and there's so many things to chat about. We kind of missed one. Let's go ahead and talk about it.
First of all, the FFA chapter provides luminaries to help you get to the around the square and into Albia. Lots of helping hands there through the FFA program. And one of the routes will take you directly to the historical museum. They're open 4 to 7. And that's where you can view the second grade mini Christmas trees and vote for your favorite. You vote with a penny or a dollar or a 10 because it all goes back to the classes. So stop in at the Monroe County Historical Museum. They are outstanding, outstanding museum. It is beautiful there. So 4 to 7 on Saturday, December 7.
there's not a whole lot of people that don't like to vote. That would be a great thing to do, be able to vote. And, of course, the trees at the Albia Chamber Main Street as well, you can look at those and pick out your favorites as well. But there's so many things that are happening that's going to be going on Friday, December 6th, and then again on Saturday, December 7th in downtown Albia. As always, it's been a pleasure talking with you, Catherine. And bottom line, when you think about all of these items that we've had here on Just Start Talking, this is something that is to be enjoyed by the people as you come into the town. And Albia is proud to welcome those folks as well to take part of the Victorian Stroll.
Yes, thank you, Pat. I so enjoy getting the word out for everyone. We welcome you. It's a great, beautiful step back in time to start our holiday enjoyment with family and friends. You know, just say, hi, I haven't seen you for a while. How are you? It's beautiful. Everything is beautiful here. I'm so happy that our committee can bring this to you.
Just Start Talking segment with Catherine Berkman talking about the Albia Victorian Stroll Friday, December 6th, and then again on Saturday, December 7th in downtown Albia. And as well, we also have several items, other items that are going on.
Yeah, don't forget that there's a play going on at 7:15 down to King Opera House. Phyllis Boyer has put together a cast of many. There's three different plays that'll last about 45 minutes starting at 7:15. After you've walked around our beautiful square, go sit down at the King Opera House, enjoy all this beautiful plays that our kids are taking part in. I think enjoyment of the arts is many times forgotten, but they are so important. So 7:15 on Saturday night, right after the stroll, go to the King Opera House. It's $5 at the door.
All right. And FYI, you can go back and listen to this installment of Just Start Talking at our website. Go to www.kiicradio.com. Select that Listen Live tab that's at the top there, and on the right side you can find this installment of Just Start Talking and all the others that we've done, and listen to it all over again or just a small bit. Again, Catherine Berkman, thank you for being with me here on KIIC.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed every minute of it, Pat. I appreciate your help.
Just to satisfy the 14 karat mind. Just to satisfy your 14 karat mind.
Nice to have you tuned in. We've got the right music for you from Gene Watson to Ann Murray.
Cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me. On my own again, you put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me, you needed me, and I can't. True, I needed you, and you.
Broadcasting from high atop historic Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. Thunder Country, KIIC, Albia. Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield. Welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, powered by Chevron Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, who proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Now, live, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, fueled by Chevron. Fueling your game for a lower carbon tomorrow makes you a winner today. This is the first of our basketball shows, but we're going to have a little dose of Matt Campbell in there as well. And we appreciate you joining us today, as what a crazy time of the year it is for Iowa State Athletics, as all the sports are overlapping. And my guest co-host today is the voice of Cyclone Women's Basketball, Noah Wolf. Our first guest today is Bill Fenley. We'll be joined by T.J. Otzelberger, and then we'll hear from Matt Campbell at the end of today's show. But, Bill, I know there's not a bigger fan of Cyclone Athletics than you. There's not a bigger fan of the Cyclone football program and what Matt Campbell has done here at Iowa State. And, man, what a special night that was on Saturday.
Yeah, it really was. It was very frustrating to have to be flying home and not be able to figure out what was going on. And we were ahead 7-0, and then when we landed, you couldn't get your phones on fast enough and figuring out what you're going to do. But yeah, it's been an amazing year for those guys. And, you know, I think the way they go about their business, the way they represent all the things that are so special about this place is truly amazing. And, you know, Coach Campbell and his staff and the way those guys have played, every single game, it's the same thing. And they just understand. And I think, like a lot of people, I became a huge BYU fan. I never thought I'd be staying up late to watch BYU-Houston football.